Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Vanity Fair revealed that Prince William, Kate Middleton, and their three children spent some time in Scotland, making their first family get-together since Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, died in April. A source says, William, Kate, and the children have been enjoying some family time in Scotland, and they have just spent some special time with the Queen. They always enjoy going up to Balmoral. They love the outdoors and walking in the hills and spending quality time with the family. It's where William spends a lot of his childhood, and it's important to him that his children experience what he did as a young boy. Vanity Fair says that while at Balmoral, William, Kate, George, Charlotte, and Louis spend their time taking long walks in the countryside, fishing, horseback riding, and cycling. Barbecues also play an important role during their visits, as Prince Philip was known for cooking for his family al fresco, using his own specially engineered mobile barbecue. But summer is over now, and fortunately, the children have a wonderful mother to get them ready for school, and they will need to be properly dressed. Charlotte and George both attend the £17,000-a-year Thomas's Battersea, which has a smart navy uniform, per the Sun, who add that Louis goes to Wilcox Nursery School, and it's likely he will join his brother and sister's school in September 2022 at the age of 4. An insider said George has grown quite a lot over the summer, and so a new order will likely go into Perry's, the Knightsbridge School Outfitters, for some larger items as he's gone up a size. The source added that all the children are popular at school and have lots of friends in London and also near Anmer. They said there was never a shortage of friends around for tea, with Kate and William insisting on no special treatment for any of them. George might be a future king, but for now, he's just another little boy. Kate and William are always great pains to make sure the three of them have as normal a childhood as possible. In order to keep George, Charlotte, and Louis creative, Kate is said to be encouraging both George and Charlotte to write, sketch, photograph, and paint weekly journals. New skills are constantly being learned, lots of cooking being done by all three children, followed by lots of mess and much laughter. While Prince George's full title is His Royal Highness Prince George of Cambridge, this isn't how he is known at school. For schooling purposes, as the royal family don't have a traditional last name, the youngster goes by George Cambridge. Princess Charlotte is also known without her title as Charlotte Cambridge, making it much easier for the teachers to do registration in the morning. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Finding Freedom writers Carolyn Durand and Omid Scobie claim that Meghan went out of her way to check that they were okay after their original copy of the books hit the shelves. This news shared with The Mirror right in line of the publication of the paperback version of Finding Freedom. The Mirror reminds us the original book came while Meghan was coming to terms with her miscarriage. Durand and Scobie write, "Those steps forward in the healing process included making sure that others were okay. It was something those close to her always knew her for doing, even checking in with the co-author of the book over issues with the internet trolls in 2020. The couple tried for another child and later in the year found out they were pregnant again. She felt it was truly a blessing from God. But this time they were careful not to tell anyone," said a friend of the couple. It wasn't until toward the end of the year that they both started to feel more relaxed. As difficult as recent years have been, sources close to the Sussexes say that neither Harry nor Meghan have any regrets about the decisions they have made. What started as a fairy tale romance became a story that reinvented the genre, a self-made, independent woman playing an equal role alongside her knight. And The Mirror gets our attention with this headline. He racked up thousands of likes on social media after sharing a string of photos of his impressive physique. And now the Queen's great-nephew, Arthur Jatto, has reportedly been accepted on a course to train as an officer in the Royal Marines. Arthur, 22, is 29th in line to the throne and previously had a huge following on his now-deleted Instagram account. Arthur had been working as a personal trainer at an exclusive Edinburgh gym after attending university in the Scottish city. An insider told The Sun, Arthur Jatto has been accepted to train as an officer in the Royal Marines. He told the Queen all about it, and she's pleased and proud. Arthur has even been going off into the wilds of Balmoral with all his kit and camping out as he prepares for the commando training. He has gone straight into the officer training in this year's intake and is very keen and up for it. Arthur caught the eye of many when he went to the wedding of Harry and Meghan Markle with his parents in May 2018 and posted about it on Instagram. He previously showed off his toned physique in a number of his posts and also showcased his hobbies that range from Arctic diving and mountain climbing to playing the bagpipes and watching the races. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good dames.